What is up, everybody? My name is Chris Bragg, and thank you for watching this episode of Bragg Out Loud. Today, my guest is Miss Jenny Klein. Jenny, how have you been? It's been a while.
Yes, it has. It has. I've been good, Chris.
Well, great, great. It's so good to hear from you. Now, we've probably known each other, close to 18, 19 years now. We both worked at AirTran way back in the early aughts.
Yeah, 98, 99, right?
I started in 2000, so
okay.
You were there in 98?
Yeah, way before. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
time sure has flown by, and a lot of things have changed. We both have had children.
They've grown up
now.
Well, one of us has grown up.
Yeah, obviously. But no, it's so good to hear from you, and you are currently in North Carolina. Of course, I'm still here in Savannah, Georgia area. We were talking offline earlier about the COVID-19 situation and how things have been going with that. And unfortunately, we both are seeing negative trends in our local areas. How has your area up in North Carolina been handling it?
Well, in North Carolina, we are in phase two, and we have delayed phase three for 3 weeks. And we are being mandated to wear masks throughout the state. So the governor has mandated the entire state to wear masks. And that is until further notice. So our phase three would allow bars and gyms to open. There might be something else I'm missing, but I'm not quite sure. It doesn't really affect me. I mean, I go to the gym, but I can work out outside, which has gotten really hot. But I haven't been going out to eat just because. So, you know, going outside wearing a mask when it's 95 degrees is not very comfortable. I see why it's required, but at the same time, it's, you know, no one likes to be told what to do, but everyone wants to be safe. So.
Absolutely. It's a catch 22 there. And I agree with you. I don't like wearing a mask. If I can get away with not wearing a mask, I don't, just because I am uncomfortable wearing it. And that's probably not a good attitude to have, but you know, it's, at this point, that's where I'm at least with my opinion. I tell you, I agree with you though. I haven't gone out to eat very much. Just the idea of, well, actually here in Savannah, we've had several restaurants have to close due to employees either coming in contact or either catching the COVID-19. So it's a very scary situation. The numbers are going back up again, and unfortunately, like I said, I feel like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Right. We discussed that we were going backwards, step forward, which, and we also, you and I said that too, that we thought that there was going to be, we as in the general public and as the United States said, oh, you know, we're going to have another wave in the fall. And we just started the summer. And so a lot of people have the opinion that there's too much gathering and that is creating this, and then it's the numbers are increasing because of the testing, and I like to keep my opinion to myself. I don't want to cause an argument. I just think a lot of things went wrong from the beginning, and I'm going to stick with that.
there was definitely some fumbling going on, and I agree with you. I think there are a lot more diagnoses of it now that testing is more readily available. A lot of areas are offering free testing that people are taking advantage of. So I believe, in that sense, the numbers are increasing due to that. But I was talking to somebody the other day, and I feel like a lot of us, I personally did not, but I know several people who were very sick back in December, January, 1st of February.
Right.
And you think about it, it's like they had the symptoms. There's reason to believe that this possibly they could have been fighting it at that point.
Right. Well, with them saying it mutated so much, and now it's because of this, and now it's because of that, and now it's because it starts in your airway. And then it's, you know, I mean, and that was just recent that I heard from someone, that it starts in your airway. Well, wait, what? You know, you're going to cough, and you're, you know, or it's not on the surface anymore. You just, well, which is it? You know?
Right. Yeah. So, it's an ever evolving discovery
of
this COVID-19. Hopefully soon they'll get a vaccine, and or you know, it, we'll all grow, what they call it, immune bodies.
Immune?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Antibodies
I don't want
for it.
I don't want a vaccine. Like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
500,000, y'all could all have it. And then I'm going to see how y'all do. Do you know how to spell y'all, by the way? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, on to brighter and more positive things. The real reason we're here is I wanted to talk about Blooming Ginger Marketing. Your new venture that you are starting. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, it's what I'm trying to do is start a network. It's a website, and I'm still building it, and I don't think you've even seen it. And it's for women, sorry guys, business owners. It's not MLM, it's not pyramid. It's just for women that own businesses. And ideally, I want to reach out to women who own businesses as a way to network, a way to get our names out there, because right now with COVID, we can't network, and everything we're doing is over social media and Zoom or the phone or texting, and everything is digital and through our devices. And it really stemmed out of, I went through a separation and a divorce in the last 2.5 years or so. And I had some great friends who helped me through that, who owned businesses. And I thought, you know, how can I give back to other women who have gone through things, or maybe they're just trying to grow their business. And so this was a way to do that. And so I have been in school for social media and marketing and mobile web design and analytics and just very things. And I'm going back to school, but this was one of my projects I thought about. So I created, or I'm creating, the website, and I am interested in bringing women onto that website as a way to connect and a way to network and maybe get referrals. And it doesn't cost anything. It's just as a way to promote each other. Just say, you know, hi, and this is what I do. And maybe garner myself some business or some attention, because I'm starting out brand new in this and looking for work, because I'm putting myself through school. So that's what that's about.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. And that's sort of what kind of brought us back together and talking again over the last week or so was, you know, I reached out to you. I'm like, hey, you know, I had a few questions about a website, because there might be a multimedia company coming soon. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I had some questions to you about that, because I noticed you were getting into that. But that's very awesome. And what type of reaction, or what type of response have you gotten so far? I know it's still in its infancy, but where are you at with that?
Well, right now, as I said, I'm still building it. I haven't made it public, because it was a project, honestly, for school, and it was just a thought. And now it's grown from a project to actual real life. So I've got 4 women on the website that I've added. A lot of them are in the beauty industry. It's just the women that are in my life. And I'm moving forward into I need to go on to LinkedIn and start connecting. And so I reached out to where I live right now. I've only been here 3-4 months, and I spoke to someone across the street who is in marketing, and she has a lot of connections, and we spoke, and she said, that's great, it's fine what I'm doing, but I need to network myself, because right now I do not have a job, and I don't have income coming in, and so I need to network my name and network what I'm doing more, and then work on this on the side. And so we're going to kind of work together and see how we can do that to bring business in for myself, and then help other women as well, because I'll get lost in the shuffle helping other people and I'm not helping myself. So, but I have my friends are really excited about it. The 4 that I've gotten that I've profiled so far on this website.
No, that's awesome. That's great to hear. And, you know, as long as I've known you, you've always had a great personality. You've always been someone who is not shy about telling somebody either your opinion or what you think, or I definitely think you could be a great ambassador for a lot of those businesses. Now, are you going to concentrate locally in North Carolina, or are you looking to possibly expand your reach throughout the United States?
No, I want to stay local to like this, to the South, really, because it's in the infancy. I wanted to stay local here, but then I'm also willing to just move out as well. There, I have done my research for networking, and I've seen a lot of network websites. And you can actually network in your own city, and there's fees, and you have to stand up and you say, "Hi, my name is Jenny, this is what I do," and you give your 10-minute speech. And to me, that's so formal. And I don't know that's what I want to do. In this day and age, as we say, day and age, it's just not like that anymore. It's not feasible to go meet people. Obviously, with COVID, we don't know how long it's going to last. I'd like, ideally, for some place to go where someone could click on the website and say, "Oh, look, you know, this is Denise. She's an esthetician. She does facials. I can get a 10% discount," or maybe not, but at least, you know, somewhere to go where you could say, "This is a reliable person, and I trust them, and I'm going to use them." But I'd like to branch out, but that's really big dreams. It's a really big dream. I'm not saying I'm not a dreamer, but I'm also realistic. You know what I mean? It's baby steps, but you can help me do that. Wow. But what did you just say before that about water and about rain?
Yes. Good friend.
No,
of
not
mine.
That.
I'm drinking water. A good friend of mine, Isaac Castillo, who I previously spoke with on the Brag Out Loud podcast and on YouTube channel, his saying is that it takes one raindrop to create a tsunami. And yeah. I love that. And I'm not going to take that phrase from him, but I'll definitely use it. So thank you, right. Isaac, for that little bit of inspiration.
Right.
What kind of services are you going to offer on the website? Are you talk strictly advertising? Are people going to be able to like offer reviews? What kind of services are you going to be offering?
At this point, because it is still so brand new, thank you for bringing me on here and put me on the spot. Mainly it's networking. Unless somebody wants to give me some ideas, mm-hmm. Chris, no. It's just a way for women to connect. And to go somewhere where they know that they can find somebody reliable. Like I said, it's not going to be, pyramiding. It's not going to be, I'm trying to think of things that not networking, not multi, MLM or anything. It mainly is just a way to connect and a way for you to build your network and build your business. I mean, there could be referral, there could be reviews. I just don't know. I've been looking at a lot of networking websites to see what they do. There's going to be, hopefully there could be events, but because of COVID, it's so hard to figure out what to do in the digital, at this point it's going to be digital. And right. If we could move from COVID and then to have local events, Zoom meetings, it's just, I don't want to get the cart before the horse.
No, that's definitely, you know, understandable. I mean? Absolutely. But that's definitely understandable. Well,
at this point, the main thing is for the networking, and then, of course, to gain more social media for myself, to get myself out there and promote myself more for social media content.
Which is something,
more exposure.
Something we talked about before, too, and I'm bad at that myself, is not posting enough on social media and putting myself out there. So going back to what you said earlier, I definitely agree that think about yourself as well with this. Make sure you market yourself. Make sure you give everybody a reason to come speak with you and come see you and come use your service. So, and anything I can do to help promote that, whether it's personally or here at Brag Out Loud, I'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you. Thank you. And too bad you're not a woman. I mean, yeah.
I'm sorry.
But I mean, I could still promote you on my Instagram page and my Facebook page, get those followers up,
Well, so. This is what I'm doing here, trying to promote, reaching out to some of my friends and trying to promote their small businesses. Was really the conversation we had sort of inspired me to do this as well. So definitely, if there's anybody that that would want to come on with me, take some time, and that's anybody, not just Jenny's friends, but if anybody's listening to this and would be welcome to come out or would like to come on and have be interviewed by me on the Brag Out Loud podcast or on the YouTube channel, I'd be happy to provide that opportunity to promote.
I think it's a great idea. I think what you're doing is great. And I thank you for bringing me on and let me tell my teeny tiny little story. give me a chance to to give my voice to my little creation that I'm doing. So
Well, maybe
we'll look back in a year from now and see where it's gone.
Absolutely. So. I'd love to come back in a while and let you update everybody on what's going on and, you know, where you're at in that progression. And as we've talked about before, I'd love to get you on and have a little more of a candid conversation with you. Talk about life and talk about the world in general.
Woo.
That's a completely different conversation for a different day. But,
right.
but I think we'd have a lot of fun and hopefully when a lot of these restrictions due to COVID ease up next time you're through town or if I'm up that way, we'll definitely have to get together, have a drink and catch up.
Yeah. Have a drink with another Jenny.
Absolutely. And I, you know, if Jenny would like to join us, she can. More Jenny.
Yeah.
Together, right.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been a long time since I don't think I've been back to Savannah in 3 years. So probably 3.5-4 years. I would probably swing through on the way to vacation to Florida or some little Caribbean destination. But anyways, yes.
I get what you're saying. It sounds very nice, actually.
Yeah. That doesn't happen anymore. We're going to leave that for another podcast.
There you go.
I mean, I'd swing through and, you know, my days of taking my son back and forth to Savannah don't exist anymore. So, I mean, I've still got friends there or acquaintances, you know, like you, but I don't make it back as much anymore. I really need to, but there's not a reason, you know?
No, so. I get that. I definitely do. But hopefully we'll, you know, like I said, you'll get together. Hopefully when a lot of these restrictions ease up, you can start some marketing and you never know. Like you said, you started it for a school project. Well, so did Facebook. Started as a school project for those guys. And
Zuckerberg. Yep. Yeah. Oh my God. Look at him. Yes.
Right. He turned out okay. I mean, Facebook's kind of successful.
Okay. A little bit of trouble.
And that one raindrop will create a tsunami. So,
yes, it will. On a good note.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, again, it's called Blooming Ginger Marketing and Networking. Did I get that right this time?
Marketing. Well, that's a website I haven't finished, but it's yes. Well, and then the Instagram is Blooming Ginger Marketing. So that's Instagram, and then my Facebook. So yeah, still in the working progress for both. But you know, it takes time. It takes time, you know. Things don't start overnight, you know. Houses aren't built overnight. Cities aren't built overnight.
That's true.
Yes.
That's very true. Well, I will definitely post those links for you guys for all the social media. Blooming Ginger, check that out. If you're a woman and you own your own business and you would perhaps like to be featured and network with Blooming Ginger, make sure you check it out.
I welcome you. Yes.
Awesome. Well, Jenny, it's so great to talk to you. So great to catch up with you. And I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Yes, soon. Thank you, Chris.